Hey everyone, Leo Weston here, and welcome back to the Dopamine Reset Protocol. Let's face it, life can throw some serious curveballs our way. You know those moments when you feel like you're spinning out of control, overwhelmed by stress, or just plain beat down? We all have them. But here's the thing, how we react to those tough times makes all the difference. Today, we're diving deep into something absolutely crucial, practicing self-compassion when life gets rough. Ever felt like you were your own worst critic during a challenging time? You know that feeling when you beat yourself up for mistakes, dwell on failures, or just struggle to be kind to yourself? Well, I'm here to tell you that's not cool. It's time to ditch the inner critic and embrace the power of self-compassion. Here are five key takeaways that will help you cultivate this superpower. 1. Recognize your humanity. Seriously, we're all flawed, messy, beautiful humans navigating this crazy thing called life. Nobody's perfect. Stop expecting perfection from yourself because it's simply unrealistic and setting yourself up for disappointment. Imagine a friend going through a tough time. How would you treat them? Would you berate them or offer a listening ear and some support? Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding. 2. Practice mindful awareness. Pay attention to those negative thought patterns and judgmental voices in your head. Don't try to fight them. Just acknowledge their presence. Think of it like watching clouds drift by. They come and go without you needing to grab hold of them. Mindfulness helps create space between your thoughts and your emotions, allowing you to respond with more compassion instead of reacting impulsively. 3. Challenge those negative self-talk scripts. You'd never say those harsh things to someone you love, so why are you saying them to yourself? When that inner critic starts chirping away, challenge those statements. Ask yourself, is this really true? Is it helpful? Would I say this to a friend? Replacing those negative thoughts with more compassionate and realistic ones can be a game changer. 4. Thirst down. Be kind to your body. We often neglect our physical well-being when stress levels are high. Remember, your body is your temple. Make time for nourishing foods, regular exercise, and restorative activities like yoga or meditation. Taking care of your physical health helps strengthen your mental resilience and boosts your ability to cope with challenges. 5. Seek support when needed. We're not meant to go through this alone. Lean on your friends, family, or a therapist when you need a helping hand. Sharing your struggles and connecting with others who understand can provide invaluable support and remind you that you're not in this alone. Now, let me paint a picture for you. Imagine Sarah, a brilliant young entrepreneur who's putting in long hours to launch her dream business. She's facing setbacks, dealing with imposter syndrome, and feeling the pressure to succeed. Sarah's inner critic is loud and relentless, telling her she's not good enough, that she's failing, that she should just give up. But instead of letting those negative thoughts consume her, Sarah remembers these key takeaways. She practices mindfulness to create space between her thoughts and emotions. She challenges those harsh self-talk scripts, replacing them with positive affirmations. She prioritizes exercise and healthy meals to nourish her body. And when things get overwhelming, she reaches out to her supportive network for a listening ear and encouragement. Sarah's story isn't unique. We all experience moments of doubt and struggle. But by practicing self-compassion, we can weather those storms with grace and resilience. Remember, you deserve kindness, understanding, and support just as much as anyone else. So, what's the takeaway? Self-compassion is a superpower. It's not about being soft or giving up. It's about treating yourself with the same love, care, and understanding that you would offer to a dear friend. Start practicing today. Challenge those negative thoughts, embrace your imperfections, and remember that you are worthy of love and kindness, especially when life gets tough. And hey, don't forget to share this episode with someone who might benefit from hearing these words. You never know, your simple act of kindness could make a world of difference. Until next time, keep shining bright.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.